listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We do have odds, though. So yesterday, what did the odds say on Brady? What's the odds say today, Brad Power?
Brady's odds of returning to New England yesterday, the yes, minus 175. What does that mean? Little more than a 60% chance Brady returns to New England. That's yesterday. Today, the yes, minus 300. That means the odds of Brady returning to New England, more than 70% today. 10%+ chance it went up in the last 24 hours.
Which, considering the Instagram, makes a ton of sense. Remember now, I believe that Brady leveraged the situation to be a free agent here because he probably wants a two-year deal. I think it's more about he knows he'll be able to play next year. Can he play the year after? And that perhaps is what Belichick might be resistant to. That might be the battle. Not if he comes back or wants to come back. Does he get the second year is the question. Steve Fezzik, let's be candid. You've been forthcoming. I've beat you on a lot of bets in last year or so. It's been a hot streak, but you got me on this one. Over under, would Brady's QBR be in the top 11? So I had position 1 through 11. You had 12 and above. How'd he finish? And right now, if you had to rank Brady for next year, we did an early look at next year's quarterback ratings. Where do you have Brady?
He finished 17th this year, and early look, have him as the number 20 quarterback for next year.
Now, here's the question. And Jonas, I mean, this is, to me, the core question. Can you win a Super Bowl with the 20th best quarterback? It's no longer is Brady going to carry a team. He's not going to carry a team. Can you win a Super Bowl with the 20th best quarterback? I would make the case, put Nick Foles wherever you want to put Nick Foles, because that, to me, is one of the great mysteries of life, how that happened. Otherwise, look at the quarterbacks that's won a Super Bowl. Usually, in fact, I would make the case all the way back to Johnson and Dilfer, and Flacco would be the question mark. I think Flacco was playing top 10 that year.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't even think there's a question. And again, I guess Peyton Manning would be the question. But it is tough to win a Super Bowl without a top 10 quarterback. Do you think you can win one with number 20?
No, if he's the 20th best quarterback towards the end of next season, they're not winning a Super Bowl.
And does that seem wrong to you, number 20?
No, that seems about right based on how he played. I'm just curious what they do around him. If he does indeed come back, what do they do around him offensive line-wise, running game-wise, wide receiver-wise? Because all of that will increase where he ranks, I'm assuming, on Fez's power rankings. And if he's, you know, closer to the top 10 at that point because of what's around him, then they got a legitimate shot.
Oh, no doubt. And listen, Belichick's Belichick. If you look back, I was doing some work, and we'll talk about it later in the show, on when teams are outpointed on the season, where they've been outscored, I guess is the easier way to say it. How what does that mean about the playoffs? Outyarded, what does that mean about the playoffs? And I was going back, is that Patriots team that beat the Rams was outyarded the entire season.
Wow. Mm.
So, you know, obviously Brady's a legend today, but remember the famous John Madden call. Oh, man, no way you can chance. Remember they kicked that field goal at the very end of the game against the Rams, but New England was very aggressive going downfield, or not going downfield, but trying to get downfield to kick that late field goal instead of going into overtime. Last thought, Fez. I thought, you know, you looked like you were ready to go with something.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there it is.
I'm so sorry. There's 8 teams remaining.
He's thinking about that 50K. He's like, where did it go?
Well, we talk about needing to have a top 10 quarterback just to make the elite 8 in the NFL. I can make the case if you include Tannehill and Jimmy G as borderline top 10 guys. Those are the those are the two weakest guys.
Maybe he's top 10 in the Steve Fezzik personal right on the pillow and tuck it underneath before you go to bed.
Clearly top 12.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The Cleveland Browns are the only team in the NFL without a head coach currently, and according to ESPN.com, the Browns hope to hire their next head coach by Saturday.
Speaking of dum-dums, I'm confused about something. Jonas, we haven't talked about this. Let me just ask you. If you were going to hire more quickly in the NFL, what are the reasons to hire more quickly?
The best candidates are still available.
Exactly. I think that's it. There's no recruiting. Now, obviously, if we're talking a month, it's an issue. But if we're talking this Saturday or next Saturday,
yep,
or even the next Saturday, doesn't really affect a lot, right? Leave it to the Browns to put a self-imposed deadline on themselves when there's no value in it. Does anyone see any value? Is if another team had an open slot, it's very reasonable to say, hey, we want to get Matt Rhule. We want to get whatever, right? But who's going to – what do they think? Iowa State or something is going to nab up their candidate? I mean, it makes zero sense, right?
Yep.
But leave it to the Browns. We got odds, though, on the Browns.
And right now, Josh McDaniels, the favorite to get the Cleveland Browns job, plus 150, followed by Kevin Stefanski, who's 2-1. Jim Schwartz, 4-1.
This is my Browns. You want to just read them again? Yeah. I want the theme.
Josh McDaniels, plus 150. Kevin Stefanski, 2-1. Jim Schwartz, 4-1 to be the next Browns coach.
Oh, the Browns. Fez, you one of these candidates you don't like at all.
I don't like Stefanski at all for the Browns. And here's
is this an ethnic thing?
No. Oh, okay. I don't even know what Stefanski is. So, bottom line is Stefanski loves to pound the rock. That's why he was brought into Minnesota. Run the ball more. And he had problems with the Minnesota wide receivers. Remember Diggs talking about quitting, Thielen being unhappy. Well, if Diggs and Thielen are unhappy, what's going to happen to Odell Beckham and Landry at Cleveland when Cleveland starts running the ball more with Stefanski?
So what you're saying is we're letting the players pick the coach.
Yes.
How'd that work out for Baker Mayfield? Picking Freddie.
You know, in a way, I think he's making a good point. If you have players that are going to feel like they're empowered to be upset if they don't get the coach they like an OBJ or Mayfield, perhaps you kind of are asking for that in a way, right?
Good point.
I think what we said yesterday bears repeating. Haslam, owner of the Browns, is probably the third or fourth most mentioned owner in football. He likes that, or he doesn't have to be in the news as much as he is. Right? Kraft were to be on that list, but it was not his choice, right? So it didn't end how he – oh, wait. But the reality is – what?
Nothing.
I don't know what you're even saying. I mean
– Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
RJ, there is a trend this weekend in the NFL. It's on the AFC side of the playoffs. The Houston Texans are getting 9.5 points currently on pregame.com at the Chiefs coming up on Sunday.
I love anything which repeats itself. Like one of my favorite times of the year is March Madness. And why? Because effectively we've had 64 teams, you know, starting on the first Thursday, and those 64 teams have six rounds in order to, you know, win a title. And you can say, what's the first round record? What's the second round record? Et cetera, et cetera. And to be honest, that kind of repetition lends itself to trends. Oh, if a team wins the first two rounds, what happens in the third? And what we do is we put out our bracket picking tips every year, which are really nice because there's a lot of history to them. So, this trend is fascinating. When you have a team that's been outscored on the season, okay, and then they reach the division round. So right now, the Houston Texans have been outscored this season. You look at the points they scored, the points their opponents scored. Houston scored less. Their opponents have scored more. A team in that situation, since 2000, this century, 0-7 in this round. A team has never made the conference finals, AFC, NFC, being outscored on the season. So, and this is a regular season stat. It doesn't matter what you do in the playoffs. But even though, if you count the playoffs, because by definition, you would have advanced to be in this divisional round, I don't think no one's ever won a bye by being outscored. It's almost impossible. Yeah. So Houston won an additional game. They've still been outscored by 4 points on the season. a team like this, this bad, because Fez, it's our belief that close games even out, and the point differential tells you as much, if not more, about a team than their wins and losses.
Exactly right. So Houston's 9-3 in close games. If they had just been 6-6, that would have taken three wins away from them. They would not have been a playoff team.
Because in theory, you're supposed to be break even on close games. Now you can say Watson's going to make a difference. Okay. Wouldn't Russell Wilson be the guy that would make a difference? He has this year. But before that, from 2012, I think, till last year, Russell Wilson in games decided by 7 points or less.
Three games below 500.
This year he's done better. Oh, guess what? It's all going to even out. And I think running quarterbacks might have a little edge late in games, but it's a little. It's a little. Thus, Houston should probably have three less wins. And thus, in general, they might be able to win a game by a miracle in the first round, another miracle. History says they don't win this round. They never have this century.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.